Hi, Katie. It's Dr. Hayley Thomas. How are you? Well, thank you. Katie, I look after Carmel Mizzi, who sees Dr. Sanarangappan. I'm just wondering if I could have a quick word with him. Magellan Medical Centre. Carmel Mizzi, M-I-Z-Z-I. Yes. Thank you. Hello? Oh, hi, Vishnu. It's Dr. Hayley Thomas. How are you? Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. Just wondering if you can help me with a quick question about Carmel Mizzi. So I believe that you saw her last in about June and started her on teriparatide, changed over from Prolia for her osteoporosis. Yeah, M-I-Z-Z-I, Carmel. Yes, yeah. So I'm just wondering, sorry? Oh, okay. So that probably doesn't help then. She's got a mildly elevated corrected calcium, which is new, but her parathyroid hormone's normalised, and I was wondering if that was a side effect of the teriparatide. The reason I ask is because she's also got this persistent elevated D-dimer after her clot post-surgery, and her EGFR's just declining, so I'm wondering whether it's a medication effect or whether there could be some occult malignancy somewhere. Well, possibly not. She was having trouble finding it last time I spoke to her. Right. Okay. And this was done on the 24th of October. So that doesn't explain it, then, does it? Sure. Okay. Yeah, so it suppresses it essentially. Yeah. No. It's just, the slightly elevated calcium. The ionized is only 1.37 and the corrected is 2.64, so it's very mild. Yeah. Yeah, okay, no worries. And for future reference, does the teriparatide tend to increase the calcium? It would sort of make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, got it. Yep. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, because her parathyroid was elevated and it's back to normal, so that makes sense. Yep. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.